Greetings, Mindful Teacher listeners. I want to welcome you to the 13th episode of The Mindful Teacher. Now, right now, regardless of if you're driving in the car, you're sitting at your computer, you're sitting at your teacher desk, wherever you are, I want you to stop right now and I want you to take 3 deep breaths with me. And we're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I don't want you to feel silly, but I want you to do it with me. Let's start with the first one. Ready? Now you might feel silly, you might feel great, but I want you to take a minute to think about, how do you feel after just doing those 3 breaths? I know after the week and probably 3 days that I have had, I really need those breaths. I need to breathe. If you're feeling anywhere near where I'm feeling, I'm starting to have serious anxiety leading up to spring break. Why? Usually teachers are like, oh, spring break's coming. This is so exciting. But the reality is that leading up to spring break, there's so many deadlines for getting units finished, any kind of park or assessment practice done. In the state of Colorado, we do CMAS, so we're doing CMAS practicing, doing review, getting ready for the big push, and actually we're going to be taking that park-like assessment right before spring break. And in addition to that, the students are definitely getting stir crazy. So I just feel like I need to stop and I need to breathe and I need to put on my oxygen mask. So one of the important takeaways from my yoga teacher training was that we all have to imagine that we're on a plane that is going down. The first thing that we would do if the plane was crashing would be to put on our own oxygen mask before we would put anybody else's on. Because if we don't put our own oxygen mask on, we can't help anybody else. So I want you to think about that analogy today as we talk about putting yourself first. So putting that mask on yourself before you try to put it on anybody else, okay? So how do we do that when there's so many things that need to be done? And if you're like me, I have kids that are in school, they're going here, they're going there. I have all my students to take care of. I have my family. My dad went in the hospital last week, so I've been going to visit him. And it's just like one thing on top of another. And then to top it all off, I got sick last week. So it's like I can barely function if I'm at 100%. But if I'm at 60% or 70%, it's not gonna happen. So this is another reason that you need to be very mindful about putting that mask on yourself. Because if you have not already fallen to whatever 28 different viruses are going around your school, then you need to take really good care of yourself and put yourself first so you stay healthy until the end of the school year. So let's think about what we can do to make that happen. I want you to think about what your day is. And I want you to reflect upon where in your day you put yourself first. I'll give you an example. So every morning I wake up, I get a cup of coffee from my Keurig, and I go down to my office/meditation room. So I meditate anywhere between 7 and 21 minutes a day, depending on how many times I hit snooze. So I'm just being honest. The first thing I do every single morning before I take care of anybody else is I take care of myself. So whatever comes up between the time I'm done meditating and the time I have to get out the door and my two teenage daughters are waking up and my husband's awake and my three dogs are barking and everyone's like, what's for lunch? What's going to be for dinner? Who's picking me up from soccer practice? I'm feeling pretty good because I've already given myself those 7 or 10 or 20 minutes of just me time. And I'm not going to go into the benefits of meditating in this episode, but meditating every single day has completely changed my life. But that's a different topic. If you are not into meditating, I invite you to just sit quietly with yourself and maybe do some reflection. Maybe you want to journal. Maybe you're going to read that book that you say you don't have time to do because you deserve 10 minutes a day just for you. However you want to spend that designated time in the morning, it's going to start your day off right. That way, whatever issues, discipline problems come up, technology problems, kid problems, spouse problems, partner problems, you're going to be more equipped and better to handle those things than if you are not putting that oxygen mask on first. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to think about where else in your day are you giving to yourself? And I don't mean maybe like the 20 minutes you have to scarf down your lunch in the teacher's lounge. I mean time dedicated for you. So as much as I want to go to yoga every single day, sometimes that just doesn't happen. But I know for sure that every single Saturday, unless I'm super sick or my dad's in the hospital or some other life crazy event, I'm at my 9:15 yoga class. And it's no matter what, it's like it's just in the schedule and everybody else has to work around it. That's where I go. My kids aren't even out of bed by the time I get home, you know. So I build that into my schedule as me time. Also during the week, there's times where maybe I invite you to think about how could you maybe set up a book club, or maybe you want to meet for a glass of wine with your girlfriends, or maybe you want to schedule dinner with your husband, or what are things that you can do that are just about you? Or maybe you're going to go splurge and get a pedicure. It's just time for you. If you're not building in these things that are just going to be for you, you're going to run out of fuel if you have not done so already. Because I've been teaching for 18 years and you do not sustain without giving yourself some me time and putting yourself first. You can't be there for your students. You can't be there to answer parent emails. You can't be there for your kids. You can't be there for your pets if you're not fully present. So you need to think about how you can incorporate more of that time into your day. And it doesn't have to include spending money, but it does have to include you and yourself being fully present in whatever you choose to do in that time. And if this isn't something that you already practice, research has said, and I've read article after article that says that teachers that are most successful are teachers that are dedicated to self-care. So if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. I'm not going to be able to say that enough. You might think you can for a while, but eventually the wheels start coming off. There's going to be a breakdown. You're going to be at the therapist. You're going to be like, I need a different antidepressant. I'm going to just, you know, do something that is going to not be healthy for you or your lifestyle, or maybe it's you're going to overeat or you're going to overspend or you're going to do something that's going to require that you feel guilty, and then it's going to have negative consequences. So it's really important that you think about ways in which you take care of yourself first. And that's your homework assignment, folks. I want you to like write it down. I want you to put it as a comment on the podcast. I want you to, you know, email me. And I want you to think about, if you don't have time built in every single day for just you, then that is what you need to do right away. And if you do, I want you to think about how you can do that more. Because the transformation that will happen is that you're going to have more patience with your students at school. You're not going to be as rigid and anxiety ridden when it comes to deadlines. You're going to have more patience with your partner or your family or the important people that are in your lives. So if you feel like you're snapping at everybody and you're being grouchy to your kids, I mean your students, and they notice and they'll be like, geez, what's up with her? I mean, they're the first ones that will gauge what your mood is. And you don't want to be taking your anger or anxiety out on your students or your family or even yourself if you're having self-destructive type of behaviors. So your homework assignment is to write down ways in which you can, that you already put yourself first. And then I want you to make a list of ideas of ways that you can put more time in that is for yourself. And if you're saying, I have no more time left, then you really need to reorganize what you're doing and how you're prioritizing the things in your life, because you are your most important person. You come before anybody else, because guess what? If you're not healthy and you're not around, no one else can benefit from your gifts and your knowledge. So you need to think about that and put that in perspective for yourself. And your other homework assignment this week is going to be to do more breathing. I love to do those deep breaths when I'm in the car. So I just inhale on a count of three. One, two, three. And I exhale for the count of four. And then I'll increase it by one. So maybe I'll inhale for the count of five and exhale for the count of six. And that is a proven way to reduce anxiety in your body, because it causes a reaction in your brain that lowers the fight or flight chemicals that are going on in your brain that causes that anxiety. So if you don't do anything more for yourself this week, do more intentional breathing. You have to breathe with intention. It's kind of like my grandma used to say, you need to count to 10, April, before you get angry. And really what that is doing is that's calming down all those reactive type of things that are going on in my brain. And you know, my grandma was a pretty wise woman. She lived till she was 98. So thank you, Grandma. I will count to 10 and then I will breathe while I count to 10. So as always, I love all of your feedback and support. You can follow me at Lifetime Literacy on Instagram. Follow me on Pinterest. You can email me at www.lifetimeliteracystore.com. You can check out my website at www.lifetimeliteracystore.com. And also follow my blog, The Teacher's Corner. So I'll put those links on here if you want to check those things out. I'm always looking for feedback and support from my listeners. So I will be dedicated to doing a weekly podcast until spring break. That is my commitment that I am making. So if you're like me, that's three more weeks until 1 week of freedom, and it is well deserved for every single one of you. So until next time, breathe, put on your oxygen mask and put yourself first. Thank you.